I was looking for some good follow-through coaching. I do a lot of planning, and I, in fact, attend a coaching class on a quarterly basis, and I was looking for someone who could take that level of planning that I was doing and help me to implement the plan. Steve is a coach for a number of friends of mine here in Sarasota, and they all spoke very highly of it. I think that Steve was a big help in establishing communication throughout my company. He was a real find when it came to helping me to communicate with the other key people in the company and them to communicate back to me and each other. He established some networks for that that we had not had up to that point. And I think that was a tremendous net benefit to us. Well, Steve is excellent at listening well and feeding back straight talk. You know, they say that a consultant is a person who comes in, listens to what you have to say, puts down a piece of paper, gives it back to you, and charges you several thousand dollars. I think that obviously any person who comes into your company from the outside has to learn about it, but most of them, in my experience, aren't particularly good at helping you to direct your thoughts, and I think Steve was exceptional in that regard. He really listened to what I had to say and gave me a lot of very good straight talk about what he thought was realistic, not realistic, how to go about dealing with issues that were in front of me, and always kept my eye on the ball. And that was really what I was looking for. I think that most people already have solutions to their problems, they just don't know it. And I think a person like Steve is excellent at helping you to accomplish what you already know how to do. Very casual and relaxed was good for me. I enjoyed being able to joke around sometimes and to be able to be casual and relaxed myself. And I felt that that led to much more creative conversations. Make sure that you like the guy or gal. Make certain that your communication is not stilted, that it's straight from the shoulder, that you're not creating barriers to listening to what they have to say. Be much more interested in what they have to say than what you have to say. Well, I love to travel, and my wife and kids and I have made it a point to travel fairly extensively over the last, oh, I would say at least 15, 20 years, and I've traveled a great deal before that. And so generally when I'm trying to relax, I get out of town. One of the important things for me is to be able to manage effectively while I'm out of town.